I was sitting on the Loop bus about 2 years ago, and a mother was saying to her children what they were going to have for tea. They were having alphabet potatoes, hot dogs, and Scotch pancakes. I jumped off the bus and went and bought that meal. In lots of ways, she'd done brilliantly. It was 50 pence a head. Now, I don't think I've ever fed my family for that. But children can't take advantage of all the opportunities available to them unless they're feeling on top of their game, unless they're well fed. And that means more fruit and vegetables, less processed food. I knew how to put that offer into the market. I've been a big food manufacturer, and I just couldn't sit still and not do it.
So I understand as well with this project, you have local farmers, you have people with the allotment, and you also have the school as well. How did you, encourage them to get involved?
I don't know how I encourage them to get involved. It happens over time. This is a rolling stone. It just makes sense, doesn't it, at this point in time, to say enough is enough. I am fed up being fed food that makes me ill long term. Food industry is offloading its debt onto the National Health Service. It has got to stop.
What will this be for children in Margate and also in Thanet in general?
No, it's for everybody. It's tough in Thanet at the moment. We're hard up in Thanet, yes. There is a lot of bad news coming out of Thanet. We just need something lovely. And this doesn't cost a lot of money. Loads of people have come together to make it happen. So if I don't get donations, I can't keep going all summer. But what I really want is somebody terribly wealthy to give us £1,000, and then I'll be all smiles and I'll have no worries. But until that happens, we'll just all do it together. Our strap line is, Thanet feeds itself better. We can do it ourselves.